Next is in the matter of Albert Grant II. Ms. Horton? Kentwood Center. Ms. Horton, we've received a letter from Mr. Grant saying that he consents to disbarment, but not the form that we would ordinarily have requested that he submit. What is your understanding?
That's my understanding. We reached out to him to tell him that he would need to consult with an attorney, with an independent attorney, prior to us being able to transmit the package to the Supreme Court. And I have not heard back from him. We do have a list of attorneys that could possibly consult on a pro bono basis, but there really wasn't time. This occurred. His letter to us was around October 31st, and then we got back to him on November 7th. And here we are today. It just wasn't enough time to allow another attorney to be involved in this matter. So, yeah, my understanding is the same as the court's, that he would like to consent to disbarment, has done as much as he's able to do to effectuate that, but that we could not get all the documentation together prior to today's order to show cause.
It's the OAE's position that he should be disbarred?
Yes, yes.
And he does not object to disbarment as far as we can tell. Anything else you'd like to add?
Not if there's any questions.
Thank you. We'll take the matter under advisement as well.